For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Five San Bernardino County High School academic decathlon teams are advancing to the state championship set to begin in March. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Those high school teams include Chaffee, Chino, Rancho Cucamonga, Redlands, and county champion Etowanda. They will compete against 78 other high school teams for the coveted state title from March 25th to 28th. The top two teams will advance to the national championship. The annual academic decathlon is a 10-event scholastic competition for high schoolers. The 9-person teams are tested on their knowledge of art, music, science, social science, economics, literature, and mathematics. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Spring visitors to Joshua Tree National Park can typically expect limited parking, full campgrounds, and long lines to enter the park. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports, with visitation numbers up last year, rangers are expecting even bigger crowds during their historically busy season.
To avoid the crush of people, rangers suggest visitors follow these 3 tips during March and April. Plan midweek trips, buy a digital pass ahead of time at recreation.gov, and arrive before 10 a.m. and avoid leaving around sunset. While a super bloom is unlikely this year, park rangers also remind visitors to respect wildflowers by only taking photos and to keep hikes on trails. In a release, the park says visitations were likely up last year from locals choosing to keep their recreation close to home during the pandemic. They saw an 11% increase in visitors from June to October and a 20% increase in November. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Following public health guidelines for COVID-19 has made California's flu season less severe. State data shows there have been no flu outbreaks and just 26 deaths since September, compared to 94 outbreaks and 328 deaths by this time last year. UC Davis infectious disease specialist Dr. Natasha Tuznik says they're hardly seeing any cases.
The masking, the social distancing, the increased vigilance and hand hygiene probably has the most to do with it, because these are things that we just weren't doing before.
Early this winter, health officials urged people to get a flu shot to prevent additional strain on already busy hospitals. In most counties, the COVID-19 vaccine is still only available to seniors and people in essential fields like education, agriculture, and public safety. Confirmation hearings began Tuesday for President Biden's health secretary pick, California Attorney General Xavier Becerra. Appearing before a health committee, Becerra said it's clear the coronavirus pandemic will be his top priority if confirmed.
The president has ambitious goals: 100 million vaccine shots in arms in his first 100 days, increasing access to testing, sequencing the virus so we're prepared for the variants, reopening schools and businesses.
But Becerra faces a tough road to win GOP support. Ranking Republican Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina said he isn't sold yet.
I'm not sure that you have the necessary experience or skills to do this job at this moment. I'm not sure that you have the appropriate respect for the private sector and innovation and intellectual property needed to bring more exciting treatments and cures to save lives in this country.
Another day of confirmation hearings is scheduled today. If confirmed, Becerra would be the first Latino to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Santa Ana winds will return to the Inland Empire tonight, lingering into Thursday, with gusts as high as 65 miles per hour possible in a few locations, prompting the National Weather Service to issue a high wind warning. The high wind warning will be in effect from 10 p.m. tonight to noon Thursday. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.